then now.
Yeah, so it's and you just did the basic lessons.
Oh yes,
reading, writing, arithmetic.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Scripture, of course. We used to have exams for scripture.
Yeah.
And if you were lucky enough, you got books for the exam. But it was a chappie that came from away, one of the bishops or a canon or somebody from perhaps Bradford.
Yeah. Did you have to go to church to go to school?
No, the Catholics would go, but they were exempt from the prayers.
Mm.
Which quite a few Catholics at one time in the village, but they could be exempt.
Yeah.
But no, you could still go to the school. And we would pay a little bit, well, quite a big part in the school, in the church, really. You would go and read a catechism or read a particular setting out of the Bible, and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Right.
But there again, you see, that was separate because we had a Sunday school.
Yeah. Right, so what was family life like then? Because there's no television, no...
Oh, it was great. We thought it was great. I mean, Sundays, you used to see everybody, because they walked round by the Tay Bridge and round by Bracken Bottom and up to New Houses, and of course back again, you could come back on the top, you know, the little lane. You used to meet nearly everybody.
Yeah.
And they were all out as families.
In the afternoon?
Yes, oh yes. Yes, you went to church in the morning, rushed back and got the dinner ready, Sunday school in the afternoon, and very willingly going to church at night. It was just a little way of getting out at night to see somebody else. But that was a Sunday ritual, really.
Yeah.
And Saturdays, well, you know, if you went to settle on the train in the afternoon, that was quite great. Or I went for piano lessons every Saturday. But there was lots of things going on. They used to have sales of work and making all sorts of things. My father used to make, what did they call it, solitaire, wasn't it, on a board?
Yeah.
You know, and you'd all, you know, you go to one another's houses and play ping pong and everything like that, or play out skipping. I mean, you're never in the house.
No, not like, you know, you could play out, I suppose, in the streets.
Oh yes, yes, we used to play ball and hopscotch on the road up here.
Yes,
played hopscotch for
120 children in the school. There must have been a lot more children, a lot more families.
Well, of course, you see, there was another little village up at the quarry.
Yes.
There was three rows of houses, plus two bungalows. So it was a little place on its own. Yes. And then there were all the outlying families. I mean, they still came from these farms up at...
They came from Hellworth Bridge? No.
They had their own school. Their old school at Selside. But they came from the other farms.
Yeah.
You know. And I mean, the bigger families anyway. You know, they were more in a family.
Yeah.
And down...
I presume it would be easy to find other people to play with.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it was. Yeah. And you see, you think nothing of walking. If you were friendly with anybody that stood forward, you'd walk down that cycle, of course. And you were cycled all over. Well, yes, you found plenty to do. And your parents helped you with various things. You know, you'd go out to different things.
Yeah. You were Garth Lee, didn't you move to a farm?
Oh, but that was after I was married.
Oh, that was after you were married. Mm. You didn't live on a farm?
No, I lived at Gathley all the time I was at home. And then I left school at 14, and from leaving school in the July to going to live at Skipton in the New Year's Day I went, I helped the Miss Kings. They had a guest house, you know, the big house, again the post office, where Pat and them live, yeah. They had a guest house. And I helped there just till I went to Skipton.
Now, you were talking earlier on, before we started, about all the different shops in the village.
Yes. As I say, there were about five. There's two at the bottom, which at the bottom here where Mrs. Bateson lives, you know, go around the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other one at the side of Garth Lee, four yeah. ways.
Was that the co-op?
That, eventually, but it wasn't. It was privately owned at first.
Yeah. So what was the one in Mrs. Bateson's house?
That was privately owned, and they made their own ice cream.
That was it. What was that then?
That was groceries as well.
Groceries, mm. Both groceries.
Yes. Mm. And then you went down the village and you came to the blacksmiths.
That was where.
Well, it's still part of it there, right across from the cottages, little cottages
on near the crown.
Yeah, it's over the bridge there, and right next door there was the butchers.
Next to the blacksmiths.
Mhm.
Right.
And then at the side of him there was another little wooden hut, and there was another little cobbler there called Mr. Allinson.
Yeah.
And
because it's not a very big space, is it there?
No, no, but that's they were all on there.
Yeah, because there might have been a bit more.
And there was
the
even
road wouldn't be so wide, presumably.
Sorry?
The road wouldn't be so wide as
oh it? No, it's totally different.
A bit more space at the front. Mm,
yes. And, oh yes, because he killed his own sheep and everything, did Butcher John. You know, those are the abattoir at the bottom.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm. And then you came along and there was Mrs. Capsticks, Frank Capsticks' mother's. That was a haberdashery shop.
Where was it?
At the beginning of Bramsgill Terrace, of Pennygut View. Where
you said yes,
the Bunty's daughter.
First one you come to.
Yes.
Can't remember the number.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then at the far end was what they called Charlie Reed's, and that was another grocer's. And he went round and took orders and delivered them with his horse and cart.
And that's where the cafe is now.
That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then you came along to what is the post office now. Oh, but wait a minute, before we got there, there was the post office where Sheila Haywood lives. The
right,
post office was
that's
there.
In the Crown Hotel, the yard of the Crown Hotel.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yes. And then you went along to where the post office is now, and it was that was another grocer's shop, which was owned by Miss Wayne. And she iced cakes, and at Christmas time she would open one of the bedrooms up, and you went round and had a look round what you wanted, you know, chores, things and that sort of thing. And man, it was quite old. Well, it was old fashioned to what it is now. And when we were kids, you know, a penny went a long way, and we used to call in. But I never went inside. I always had my hand on the door because she had a parrot in a cage, and it used to. She wasn't just there. She it and shout, "Come on, Ginny, hurry up, Ginny. They're pinching sweets." All the sweets, you know, were on it like a card table, yeah. In cardboard boxes, you know, and it used to shout, "The pinchy sweets, Ginny." So I didn't. For one thing, I don't like parrots, and for another, I thought I'm not going to go in case she thinks we are. But and it was ever such a high counter,
yeah.
You know, and they were just the two sisters, and they were quite nice. They were quite good with us kids, really, you know, going in,
yeah.
And.